four keys to staying encouraged in the good times, the difficult times, and those challenging seasons of life. Hey, if you're new here, I'm April. I'm a hope dealer, and I just believe that the world has enough negativity, and I'm determined to spread hope wherever I go. If you haven't subscribed, I would love for you to do that today. And at the end of the video, if you like this video, give it a thumbs up. I really do appreciate it. You guys are the best. So let's talk about how do we stay encouraged, because we all know life has its ups and downs. Life has been referred to as a roller coaster ride. There's ups and downs, and we scream a lot along the way. And it's easy to stay encouraged when life is going good. I mean, we all know that, but how do you stay encouraged on a daily basis? How do you consistently encourage yourself in the Lord? I believe staying encouraged is definitely a faith walk. Sometimes you really have to step out of your comfort zone, out of your faith zone, and get your faith stronger and begin to encourage yourself. You've probably heard of David in the Bible. He had to encourage himself in the Lord. I mean, David went through some tough times. Several things had taken place. He had been on the run from Saul, and his wives and children had been captured, and his own people were talking of killing him, stoning him. So what did he do? The scripture says he encouraged himself in the Lord. In Psalm, it says, David said, "Why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you so disquieted within me? Hope in God." See, David's hope wasn't positive thinking. David's hope was hope in God. He knew that God was the only one who could get him through that difficult season or those difficult seasons. Hope has a name, and it's Jesus. And staying encouraged isn't about positivity or about being optimistic, although that helps. But staying encouraged is having this absolute reliance and trust in God, having that faith in God. Whether you're in difficult times or happy times, here are some everyday reminders or keys to staying encouraged. Number one, to stay encouraged, you have to remind yourself that God wants the best for your life. Now, I know that sometimes seems like a given, but when you're not encouraged, when you're discouraged, you sometimes have to remind you that God is for you and not against you. See, you may not be where you want to be today, but where you are now doesn't dictate your destiny. Your circumstances and your current trial that you might be experiencing right now, that's not your destiny. Where you are is not permanent. So don't get stuck on your current situation. Don't get stuck in a moment. Don't get stuck on why things haven't worked out. Listen, y'all, I've learned this. Some things don't work out because they would have caused us to settle instead of soar. And instead, we encourage ourselves by saying, "God, you know what? Thank you that you're taking me to new places. Thank you that you're helping me to walk through this difficult situation, this valley, through these difficulties. And I thank you, Lord, that you're helping me walk into freedom." Secondly, another key is to remind yourself that God's plan is way better than your plan. You know what? God needs your surrender and not your plan. He needs you to trust in Him. God doesn't need Holy Ghost Jr. He doesn't need your blueprint. He wants you to surrender and trust His ways, His timing, and His strategy. See, He wants you to trust everything. Remember, just because you don't have it figured out doesn't mean that God doesn't have it all figured out. He needs you to trust in Him. Thirdly, you need to remind yourself to stay in faith. Always believe you're on the verge of a miracle, even in the difficulty, even when you don't see things changing. And it's good just to wake up expecting to see your miracle. Now, that requires faith, and that requires you to get in the habit of waking up expecting to see your miracle. Expect God to do great things in your life. Get up every day like the father of the prodigal son, who I believe looked out every day for his prodigal son to come home. So look out every day with eyes of faith for your miracle to be coming your way. See, expectancy is exciting. It stirs up your courage and faith in God's promises. It causes you to focus forward and not stay buried in the difficulty. And then number four, remind yourself that life is a blessing. You may not feel that way right now, but life is a blessing. And the moment you start acting like life is a blessing is the moment it starts to become one. Y'all got to remember, life doesn't have to be perfect. Be grateful today for what you have. Count your blessings and not your burdens. Be grateful for those problems that you don't have. There's always something to be grateful for. So now let's make it practical. How do these reminders, these keys that I've just given you, play out in our everyday lives? Well, first, let's look at what we don't do. We need to not be in this habit of praying like this. Lord, I don't know how I'm going to make it through all of this mess. I don't see anything happening. In fact, it seems to be getting worse. I can't figure it out, and it's frustrating me. I don't see any signs of my miracle and my breakthrough, and life just isn't good. When you pray like that, it's depressing. It's like this black hole that you'll never come out of. So let's put these keys into action and instead pray like this. Father, today I encourage myself in you. I thank you that these current circumstances don't dictate my life and I'm coming through them with your help. I thank you that you have everything figured out and I trust in you. I surrender all my cares and my worries to you and I'm expecting to see things change. I'm expecting to see my miracle. I'm looking for it and I'm encouraged that it's on the way. Thank you for the gift of today. I'm blessed that I get another chance at another day. My life doesn't have to be perfect for me to enjoy it. I thank you that I'm blessed. I have life. I have the joy of living another day. And above all that, I'm loved by you. See what a difference that is? It's praying in faith. It's praying a prayer of encouragement to yourself. Because when you hear yourself pray that way, it creates this expectancy and this trust in God and His promises. It makes you start believing that things are really going to turn around in your favor. Listen, y'all, you just might be one prayer away from a totally different life. Train yourself to stay encouraged. It is possible. You can do it. There's nothing that you go through that God won't be with you every step of the way. He's going to see you through. And remember, He has promised you the victory. That's it for today. And until next time, I hope you have an amazing day.